Amen. Thank you, Brother Leroy. If he comes, what then? I'm feeling on getting out of here, ain't you? Got your Bibles? Turn with me to Luke chapter number 20. Luke chapter number 20. I begin reading verse number 27. Luke 20, verse number 27. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees. You've heard the old saying, they sad, you see. You know why? They don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in angels nor spirits. Sad for them. Bad news. But they came to Jesus, and I wondered why they even asked him these questions, saying they didn't believe in no resurrection. Why should they? They're just trying to see what he's going to say. But which it says the Sadducees, which denied that there is any resurrection, and ask him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die having a wife, and he died without children, that brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brethren. The first took a wife and died without children. The second took her and wife, and he died childless. Third took her, and like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died, and last of all the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. And Jesus answered and said unto them, the children of this world marry, and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world. That's the one we're looking for. And a resurrection from the dead. Neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore. For they are equal unto the angels. And are the children of God. Being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For all live unto him. And I want to say, if the Lord help us this morning, and I believe he will, I'd like to share a little word on this. The saints that die are still living. There ain't nothing dead but those bodies out there. They much alive. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for your everlasting mercy and kindness you've shown us. Thank you for your precious word. You're so good. I pray that you let it go forth this morning and accomplish in our midst that is pleasing to you. Father, there's not one here, if the one here this morning that knows thee not, I pray this may be the day they come to the knowledge and saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary and speak to us and through us. May your word have free course now, Lord, this morning, and accomplish that that's pleasing to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God. And so we see in this passage of Scripture, them Sadducees, you see, I was reading another place where I was reading where Apostle Paul, he got in the midst of two of them. He got in the midst of those Sadducees and Pharisees. And he said, well, I know how to solve this. Both of them was on him. And he told him, he said, I'm a Pharisee from the sect that he was. Boy, he got converted. He was a Pharisee, the sect of this, and told him, said, I believe in the resurrection, the hope of the resurrection. Well, when he said that, The Pharisees started taking sides with him. And then the Sadducees, well, they got into dissension. So, and while he was doing that, they sent and rescued Paul because they were about to tear him apart. But you know what? He said, he just got on one of them side. Well, he believed in the resurrection. You know why? He met the resurrected one. Glory to God, he met him on the road to Damascus. And if you ever meet him, he's alive. And those saints that have gone on before us, you know what they are? They're alive. That's why he said in this passage of Scripture. But I like what he said here. Begin to look at this a little bit this morning. He said, which shall be accounted worthy, verse number 35. He said, the children of this world marry, are given in marriage, but they which should be counted worthy. The only way you can be counted worthy is through the worthiness of the blood of the Lamb that's worthy. And he said, to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, neither can they die. And so I want to tell you something. They are equal to the angels. First of all, before we get to that other part, I want to just say thank God that this ought to excite you. And I hope and pray that it won't get you too excited if you start thinking about it. But you know, when it says they're equal to the angels, that's a pretty good saying. Yes, sir. You said, oh, I got to look into that. I'm going to slow down here just a minute. I got to look into that, and Brother Raymond, I got thinking. Well, you know what the Bible says? We're not only going to be equal to the angels, and I don't ever hear it saying this about the angels, because they never did fall, these. They're not the fallen angels I'm talking about. It's the angels that steal them good ones, you know. And so, well, you know, I got to think about it. You know what God said about us in 1 John chapter, little book of 1 John chapter number 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. I got to think about that verse and look at that verse. I said, glory to God, we're going to be equal to the angels. But that's not all. We're going to be like the Son of God. Yes. And so I want to thank God, but I will tell you something. We are equal to the angels on the other side. Those that have gone on before us, I want to tell you something. They're alive. And sometimes you can go by in the graveyards of your loved ones and go by, look at some of the pictures, and all you can see is the shell and the hull. Some people didn't know this. Brother Sam Adlin him come down, and they was out there that morning, couldn't stay for the funeral service, and the casket was right here, and we was in here by ourselves. I said, y'all want to look? And he said, yeah. So we come by, I opened the casket for him. You know what he said? She beat us home. You know what? That's so. She beat us home. But we equal to the angels, so saints are not dead, they're living. Just as sure as everything. You know what? Thank God they are. We are equal to the angels. And Lord, you know what he said? He said, God is a God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. And God is a God of the living, not the dead. You know what, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, look how long the bodies had been in the grave. And God said he was a God of the living. It's alive. It's a place. It's reality. It's for sure. Heaven's a real place. They're there with the Lord. And thank God they are. Can you imagine being in a place where life is so lively? Glory to God. Can't die no more. Not worried about death. Not worried about the problems of this world. Not worried about anything else. Listen, they said they're not even going to listen in the new world. Won't be no more marriage and giving in marriage. Won't be no more of these things that we have in this life. But it's gone beyond that. It's life abundantly. It's life forever. Listen, thank God. Did you just imagine? Do you think that God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for just a few years? No, sir. It's for eternity. It's forever. That's why they're still alive. He made a covenant through the Lord Jesus Christ, not to just save us while we're on this earth, but it's alive forever, eternity, evermore, thank God. He didn't just make one for till they died. You see? So I want to say we're like the angels. And you know what? God personally, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were still a person. Not Isaac weren't Jacob. Jacob weren't Abraham. They were still who they were. That'll dawn on you directly. You're going to be who you are. Just remember how you leave here, what you do in this life. Because when you get over there, you're going to still be you. A little comical, you know, the maid said to her mistress, some of us, she's all the time wanting to go off and go on vacation and get away from everything. And you know what her little maid told her? She said, the trouble is, ma'am, you got to take yourself with you. Well, when we leave this world, we got to take ourselves with us. God, it's going to be you. It's not going to be somebody else. Individually, personal you, equal to the angels, alive. Amen. Forevermore, thank God. You see, the body died, but that soul and spirit lives on, thank God. And so he says in this passage of Scripture, this says, obtain the world. I'm glad I'm listening. In this world, we go through this world. Is it good as God to let us go through it? But I'm looking for another world. That world that we obtained. Listen, we obtained worthiness through the Lord Jesus Christ to get there and be a part of that world. I'm telling you, I'm looking for another world. What's it going to be like there? Listen to what he said. We attain that word raising dead. He said, neither can they die no more. Death's over. Going to be no more of that. Won't be no more sorrow. Won't be no more separation. Won't be no more departing. Won't be no more saying goodbye. Why? Because it's all over. Because there won't be no more dying. Someone said, why not going to be no more married? Won't be no more need no more repopulating. None. Won't have no need for it. You know why? Nobody going to die. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? It's going to be so personal. Did you know when you get to heaven, listen, won't be nobody crippled. Won't be nobody this old that can't get around. No, sir. Won't be limping like me, but I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a wonderful place. I'm going to tell you something else. You say what you want to about this. I believe it's so, though. You know what I think babies are going to be? They're going to grow up. I don't think you'll see little babies and old men. You're going to see us all. About the age our Lord was when he left him. Do you think when I get there, my son's going to be in a wheelchair? No way. No, sir. Do you think, listen, my grandpa's going to be feeble as he was when he died? No, sir. He's going to be new. He's going to be fresh. He's going to be like the Lord. He's going to be equal with angels. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful place. It's marvelous. It's grace. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, glory to God. It's worth serving God for. It's worth going through persecution and troubles and trials. It's worth everything that you'll ever out of face. I'm telling you, the other world's a wonderful place. I guess I was having a dream the other night. I weren't awake. Or vision. I don't know what it was. But I saw Carol. She's prettier than I ever seen her. And that's pretty pretty. She said, why are you dreaming? I don't know, but it sure was good. You know what, Lord, I believe the Lord will show me. She's fine. She's in the perfect place. And listen, she's equal with angels now. Whew. Oh. I just dawned on me this week. I'm still reading stuff. I thought I'd read it before. Equal with the angels. What's them angels do? They must be pretty shiny. Because they had old Stephen's face shining. They said his was shining like what? Like an angel. So we get equal angels. You want to shine like one. Glory to God. Listen. You know what? Angels have got power. Yes, sir. You know, I was thinking about... The Bible said it rejoiced among the angels in the presence of the angels over one sinner repented. And I was thinking about how quick. People said, well, how in the world did you get that news that quick? Yeah, come on. If you'll explain to me how I can take that radio and sit down in there or out here wherever and talk to somebody, it'd go off over you and jump on a tire and go up yonder thousands of miles. You think God had me in trouble? Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, listen, when one sinner repents, one person get, I believe, listen, if a man, if, listen, if parents leave this world without their children being saved, not a doubt in my mind, I believe with all my heart. I've had some brothers, one sitting right back there, since daddy left one, when you got saved one, he knows it. Guarantee. He heard him say, we're double brothers now when he come out the baptism waters. You know why? They announced it in heaven. You said, oh, you're getting too far out. No, I ain't. Deeper waters than I can get in. Heaven's a real place. Full of glory. And full of grace. We don't know who the next one will be to go there either. No, we don't. One of these days, if you know God, born again, you're headed there. Why do you think Brother Don told his wife, Joan, said, you got the hard part, I got the easy part. Why did he say that? I tell you why he said it. He knew where he's going. Why did Carol say, if you turn me loose, I'm going to be with the Lord and be with Dwight. She had faith and confidence. She knew where she's going. Sometimes God opened them heavens up. You can see them for the glory of God. Oh, listen. Equal. Let that sink in. Equal to the angels. My. What can they do? They're powerful. Just wait until we get our new body. Where them saints are now, they don't need their physical body. But you know what's amazing? They're still going to get it one day. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Amen. I got an uncle went missing at sea. That's true. My mama's sister's husband missing somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico. We had a memorial service for him. I preached a memorial several years ago. You know what? He's out there somewhere. Great God knows where he is. He knows. What if a fish got him? Yeah, ain't no problem with God. Never found out what happened. I never have believed he jumped overboard. But he went and lay down when he's off duty. He's working on them boats. And we went to lay down. They went to hunt for him. Couldn't find him. So they don't know if somebody throwed him over. They don't know if he jumped over. But I don't believe he jumped over. I don't believe he just fell over. So I don't believe very much, does he? But what I believe, don't know, but I tell you, God knows. And God will bring every secret thing to judgment. As sure as I'm preaching to you this morning. But hey, when you think about, oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Just remember one thing. You can do all things right now through Christ who strengthens you. And also remember that if you think angels have got any power, just wait till you get over there. You're going to have some to. I got to think about this old body. Them bodies out there. Sown in weakness. Raised in what? Power. We're going to have power like the angels. Glory to God. We're going to have power like the angels. Sown in dishonor, corrupt, but raised in glory and honor. Sown in corruption, raised in incorruption. Equal to the angels. Hallelujah. They've never had to dig a grave for an angel. And they won't have to dig no more for us. Thank you, Lord. Won't die no more. It's all over. Equal to them. Raised in power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what he said. Die no more. Raised in power like the angels. Ain't it going to be a wonderful time? Going to be a wonderful time. Hallelujah. We're children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, he Moses showed at the bush when he called the Lord God of Abraham, of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he's not the God of the dead. Everybody lives in his presence. So he's all light and he's all life. Thank God. That's what he said. He's not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. Aren't you glad to do? All live unto him. Yes, they sure do. And you know what? I'm glad that they do. Amen. Praise God. I want to say this. Those loved ones are dead to us, but they're alive to God. Because all live to him. And just like God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you know what? It's like Moses and Elijah on a mountain of transfiguration. Peter and James and John was up there with them. They never seen them before. You don't know people you've never seen when you get there. I haven't seen John the Baptist, but I'm looking forward to see him. They haven't seen Peter and James and John, and all those apostles and disciples, but I'm looking forward to see them. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to know one another in heaven. Yes, we are. As sure as I'm preaching to you this morning, we're going to know one another. Hey, I hope and pray this maybe give you a little appetite for the other world. All these problems we're going through in this world, they'll all be over. All over. Won't ever have to go to the doctor no more. I got a 6-month appointment next month sometime, but I won't ever have to go no more when I get there. It's all over. You won't either. Well, you don't have to go home this morning with the muddy grubs. Somebody calls them, you can go home rejoicing. Yeah. Why? There's another world. Hallelujah. If you're getting bogged down in this one, that's why the Bible said, love not the world, neither the things in the world, because the love of the if you do, the love of the Father's not in him. Then we got another world to set our affections on. That's what the Bible said in Colossians 3, in verses number 1 and 2 and 3, you know what it says? It says, seek those things. Ye that been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth, because your life is hid with Christ in God. I don't know about you, I like being hid in him. I'm hidden with Christ in God, because you can't get to God without him, the Son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there's some things that ought to be first. I've been looking at some this week. I was reading in the book of Matthew. Things about the sixth chapter. Think about verse number 33, ain't it? Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And guess what? All these things will be added to you. Well, He can do a lot more adding than I can. I'm not very good in adding or subtracting, multiplying, dividing. But He's good at it. And I'd a lot rather than be adding or multiplying than subtracting. Amen. Seek Him first. Well, we got all this other. We got to, He said, all. Have you ever considered the ravens? You ever considered the birds? Oh, the fowls of the air. Said, they don't do no sowing. They don't do no planting. They ain't got no barns full of nothing. But said, my heavenly Father feedeth them. Now that don't put no laziness on us. That don't tell us to sit down, because He told us to earn our bread by what? When you sweat and quit worrying about it. That's what He said. But I'll tell you what, if you put Him first, seek Him and His kingdom. But I'm going to tell you something else. Guess what? How are you going to seek His kingdom? You know what? The Bible says you can't even, you got to see it first. And you know what? And you know what you're going to have to be, what's going to have to happen to you? You know the reason people can't see the kingdom of God and can't seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness? They'd have been born again. You got to get born again. That's what He told Nicodemus. Except the man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. And then he goes on down and says, except the man be born again, he can't enter it. So I just got a little secret. You're going to have to see it before you seek it. Amen. Glory to God. But you get born again. You get things right with God, that right there becomes something else to you. Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. You get right with God, get born again, get right with God. I tell you what, it'd be just, you can't hardly get enough of it. He's so good. Seek Him first. Put Him first. And He'll do that. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll bless you. He'll strengthen you. He'll sustain you. And He'll get you ready for that other world. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so looking forward to go. Amen. I am. Amen. You said, you crazy. No. Mm-mm. Holy to God. We lost a carolid. We did. She had one miscarriage. I started to say abortion, but she knocked me in the head. There wasn't nothing of that. I'd like to come out. But that's not so. You know that. But we did. Guess what? I don't care if we're 3 or 4 months old. I don't care what they say about them in the womb. That's a person. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. Couldn't tell. But you know what? Glory to God. What a wonderful day. I had a baby sister. First one. Mom and daddy's 12 kids they had. Died at birth. Born at home. Been 80, probably 85 years ago now. Summer's longer. Born backwards. Thank God Mama made it. But the baby didn't. Guess what? It's over. Wait. Sometime I get Emily to read that poem she wrote. I read it at Mama's funeral. Some of you heard it. I'm going to hush in a minute. I believe the Lord wants me to share this. You know what he said? It's like our little sister writing back to us. And one thing I remember that she said was, I've been waiting to see this mom of mine a long time. Said, now it's your time to wait. Said, I just saw her come in the gate. What a reunion. Glory to God. He said, oh, you're talking off the top of your head. No, it's real. You said, I want it to be real. Well, just ask God to make it real. He will. Yes, I just saw her come in the gate. So I'm telling you, there's a reunion on the other side. There's greatness in the other world. In this world, we got these problems. This world, we got troubles. This world, we got all these other things. But in that world to come, thank God, and as many of you sat here this morning, you got loved ones over there. You got children over there, parents over there. It's a real place, and they're alive. Thank God they're alive. And they're awaiting us. They're alive unto God. They're much alive, more than they were here, thank God. So cheer up. When it hits me, and I may even start weeping sometime. I did this morning some. But you know what? I tell myself, they better off than I am. Better place than I am. Far better. It's gain. That's what Paul said. He said, you're going to be ever for the Lord. You're going to never be separated from me no more. What a wonderful day. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day. Alive. Alive. Glory to God. Nothing dead, but nothing sleeping but the bodies. They're alive. Would you stand with me this morning?